Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. Considered one of the finest artists of her generation, Iris Dement has returned with her first album of original music in 16 years, titled Sing the Delta. The album brings the Delta to life through timeless songs and Iris's richly evocative voice, resulting in an album that is uplifting and heartbreaking. Dixie horns, weeping slide guitar balladry, and bright gospel-tinged piano swirl as Iris contemplates religion, love, and family with introspection and imagery that few singer-songwriters can convey. We'll start out tonight's show with Livin' on the Inside from Iris Dement.
Travel myself.
That was Before the Colors Fade from Iris Dement and her new release titled Sing the Delta. Iris possesses one of the great voices in contemporary popular music, powerfully, ringingly clear, capable of both heartbreaking fragility and blow-your-ears-back power. Had she been making country albums in the 1970s and 80s and had more commercial ambition, she'd probably now be considered right up there with Loretta Lynn and Tammy Wynette. Instead, she's lived a contemporary life, a somewhat private life. As she recently told an interviewer, "There's a lot that goes into life besides songwriting." The central tension in Iris Dement's music is her relationship with her faith. The youngest of 14 children, raised in a Pentecostal church and singing in the choir as a child, Iris took her faith seriously enough as an adolescent and as an adult to question it, a subject addressed in this next song called The Night I Learned How Not to Pray.
Before the colors fade,
before the colors fade.
We just heard Beethoven's Five Secrets from the Piano Guys' self-titled new album. Hailing from Utah, the Piano Guys became an internet sensation by way of their immensely successful series of strikingly original, self-made music videos. They've made 35 since joining forces a little more than a year ago. But it is the guys' highly original blend of classical music with pop that has now brought them to a major label debut album. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. Shiver Into Spark, the new release from the duo Otter Creek, is an interconnected suite of songs about the twilight between endings and beginnings, where the soul's ashes and coals are laid bare and things are stripped down to their essence. It's about the pain and freedom that come with loss and letting go, and the wide-eyed, dew-drenched beauty of the sunrise. Otter Creek moves easily between old and new, weaving their original material with powerfully moving arrangements of traditional songs and covers. The album features Mary Danzig's recording debut on the viola, and the duo has worked to more fully incorporate Peter Danzig's award-winning mandolin playing, as well as his innovative fingerstyle guitar style, combining elements of classical, folk, and clawhammer banjo techniques. Give a listen now to Farewell to Ireland from Otter Creek.
waitress at the coffee shop, whose smile could stop the rain. The man who lost his job today and still leaves her his change. A friend who hides the keys of a friend who's crossed the line and walks him round the corner one step at a time. They're the ones who make this world go round. They'll always be the great unknown, the little man, the cornerstone. They live their lives with no applause. Love will always carry on in the heart of the great unknown. The cabbie on his lunch break lets the old man ride for free. The hot dog vendor feeds the cats living on the street. The pretty girl who sits beside the kid who isn't cool. The teacher who is always there Fridays after school. Blessed are the ones who still care. Great unknown. Blessed are the ones who still
was The Great Unknown from Carrie Creed's new album titled Small Braveries. Carrie has long been one of the shining lights of the DC music scene, winning and being nominated for countless Whammies, Washington Area Music Awards. She has a golden voice and gently sings of the human spirit, the hopes for the future, the never give up and never give in attitude. The music can't be pigeonholed. In turns, it's folky, it's bluesy, it's jazzy, and it's the gospel according to Carrie. There are some great concerts happening around the state, including blues artist Janova Magnus at the Egyptian Theater on March 30th, Matt Costa at Kilby Court on April 1st, Elephant Revival at the State Room on April 6th, Dan Byrne at the Social Work Auditorium on April 10th, Joshua James at the Urban Lounge on April 19th, Rodriguez at the Depot on April 29th, and Todd Snyder at the State Room on May 2nd. In Logan, the legendary Bobby McFerrin performs March 26th and 27th at the Ellen Eccles Theater, and Bernice Lewis does a show at Crumb Brothers Bakery on April 6th. Chicago singer-songwriter Jenny Beaneman was immersed in performing at an early age. Growing up in a big Irish family active in community theater, Jenny was exposed to diverse musical styles. While attending college at the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana, she began performing at folk clubs. Moving to Chicago, she continued playing by herself and composing her own highly personal material, drawing inspiration from artists like Michael Hedges and Leo Kottke. Her latest release features shimmering production and orchestral arrangements with lush vocals and strings against a backdrop of guitar, bass, drums, plus the occasional xylophone and banjo. The album is titled Heading Slowly Towards the Beginning, and here is Jenny Beaneman with Impossible.
Just off of the top of your head, she said, tell me why you love me. Silly girl, the flash of your smile drives the dark day.
Fill me up. don't pull my reins. Just hold me tighter. I'm not a coward. Keep a side, and I got no butter. Work in my land, oh yeah. Cause you hold me tighter. Oh yeah. Cause you hold me tighter. To see me and tell me hello. They tell me they miss me when I'm not around. I'm looking for answers that never are found. Oh yeah. Could you say hello? Oh yeah. Could you say hello?
From Paul Benoit and his new disc Rag Pickers, that was Bloom. The album continues Paul's journey into pure contemporary Americana, which is the merging of unpolished country, blues, and folk song with a little rock and roll edge. On Rag Pickers, he undoubtedly succeeds, singing his songs over big rootsy arrangements that could have been sourced from any one of the major music capitals of the U.S. And as for his songs, well, the man's got away with words. Paul is also able to play glorious guitar licks and transmit a pure front porch feeling. If you'd like to know more about the songs or artists you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. On it, you'll find a list of songs played on this and past shows, concert listings, links to the audio archives of Fresh Folk, and a preview of what's coming up next week. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Programs. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is on iTunes. If you just search for Fresh Folk, you'll find us. My thanks to April Ashland for maintaining all things internet for us. The Michelle Fay Band is a Vermont-based acoustic quartet that features original and roots music. Michelle's heartfelt lyrics are central to the ensemble, which brings forth a comfortable groove of folk, swing, and bluegrass-influenced songs that are woven seamlessly together. Michelle sings with a clear, authentic voice accompanied by guitar and banjo, while her husband, Tim Price, adds ideal melodic instrumentals on mandolin and guitar. The songs on their new album paint a picture that is equal parts Norman Rockwell and Gillian Welch. Fay is a talented writer, but it's her measured delivery that really gives her words life. Give a listen now to Back Hill Country Town from the Michelle Fay Band.
Have you seen the geese that fly out along the silver sky over the silos and the corn, heading to where the ruby is?
Forget to take my love for moonlight stroll. oh yeah. Oh, oh. Espresso yourself.
That was Ooh, I Love My Coffee from Mark Black and his album titled Pictures of the Highway. What do baseball, coffee, hydrofracking, and the bright light of a near-death experience all have in common? Well, they're all fertile ground for songs by Mark Black. He's recorded more than a dozen CDs, including a pick hit in Billboard magazine, and a children's album recorded with Richie Havens and Taj Mahal that was awarded Best of the Year honors by the American Library Association. Casey Chambers and Shane Nicholson's intriguing new album, titled Wreck and Ruin, reunites two of Australia's most notable singer-songwriters, who also happen to be married, to each other. Casey believes that this second album of duets will shine a light on their unique partnership as spouses as well as musicians. I hope people will get a sense of who we are as a couple, she says. I guess I mean that it's a little bit to do with who we are as a couple in our everyday life, but there's a certain sound that we create when it's only the two of us. We could not create that on any other solo album or with any other artist. It's something we've realized is really quite special. There are a lot of songs on this album that I don't think we could sing if we weren't married. The first song we'll hear from Casey Chambers and Shane Nicholson's album, Wreck and Ruin, is titled Troubled Mind.
When I'm dead and gone, long after my time, will anyone see if they bury me with a troubled mind?
Sound of a tear, trouble. care.
We just heard Have Mercy on Me from Casey Chambers and Shane Nicholson's duet album, Wreck and Ruin. For the first 9 years of her life, Casey's family would spend 7 or 8 months of the year on the Nullarbor Plain of Australia, resupplying themselves from the world's longest stretch of straight railroad track running through the Nullarbor. The family spent the rest of the year at a small South Australian fishing village. Each night out on the Nullarbor after a day's hunting, the family would camp in a different spot on that vast Australian landmark, and grabbing his guitar, Casey's father and mother passed on their love of country music by the glow of the campfire under the stars. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, and I thank my technical producer, Shalane Smith Needham, for making this program sound wonderful. Casey Chambers and Shane Nicholson's harmonies are excellent, technically strong, and emotionally powerful. And the 13 songs they wrote for the Wreck and Ruin album are sublime. hitting their target with impressive skill, whether they're trying to generate laughter, menace, or a pull on the heartstrings. Their songs sound old as the hills and fresh as the morning dew all at once, making it easy to understand why Shane and Casey were awarded Group Duo of the Year at the 2013 Country Music Awards of Australia. We'll close out the show with Your Sweet Love by Casey Chambers and Shane Nicholson. Thanks again for listening to Fresh Folk. This is Utah Public Radio.
Save me, your sweet, sweet love won't save me now. Save me, your sweet, sweet love won't save me now. I've been out at the edge of the world.
Close to the other side.
I've been across every desert and
bay. I ain't found no place to hide.
Save me, your sweet, sweet love won't save me. Sweet love won't save me.